Oklahoma State University appoints a new president, an update on the investigation into the state mental health department, and new research on potential water impacts from unused oil wells. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, April 25th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma State University has promoted interim president Jim Hess to become its next president. Anna Pope reports the OSU-A&M Regents approved Hess's appointment at a meeting today.
The Regents removed the interim tag after a brief executive session in the Panhandle. Jim Hess will be the university's 20th president. He served as interim for a little more than 2 months after former President Casey Shrum swiftly resigned amid questions over the OSU Innovation Foundation, which she was integral in operating. Hess has over 20 years of experience at OSU and more than 4 decades in higher education. Hess will get an initial 3-year term. Rick Walker, the board's vice chair, made the motion for the appointment and says Hess has taken action on important issues and legislative priorities while engaging with the OSU community. In a university press release, Hess says he's honored and the moment does not belong to him. It belongs to the university's students, faculty, and alumni. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
New members of the State Board of Education pushed back against State Superintendent Ryan Walters at a meeting Thursday. They disagree with the process for approving new social studies academic standards that had quietly added 2020 election denialism rhetoric. And as State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, the State Senate may agree.
Since the board's February meeting, the 3 new members appointed by Governor Kevin Stitt have repeatedly raised concerns about the process of voting on the new standards. It was revealed to the public after the vote that the standards had been updated to include election denialism rhetoric. At Thursday's meeting, member Chris Vandenend disputed Walter's downplaying of the legitimacy of members' concerns.
It is a controversy because the changes were not known to the public or the people that were involved in developing the baseline standards, and they feel there was a bait and switch.
The department distributed a packet with a copy of the email sent to board members around 4 p.m. the afternoon before the standards vote. That information ended up in a Senate joint resolution filed Thursday by Education Chair Adam Pugh to reject the standards. It must pass both chambers to take effect. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
State lawmakers are continuing their investigation into the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the latest special committee hearing yesterday.
The State Department reports it's $43 million short of its budget. To understand why, the House of Representatives called Interim Chief Financial Officer Skip Leonard to testify. Leonard struggled to provide clear answers, and lawmakers grew increasingly frustrated, questioning his qualifications. Representative Ellen Hefner says she's concerned about what oversight means for the state.
Respectfully, Mr. Leonard, if you recognize your lack of knowledge and skill, why would you stay in this position making critical decisions that have definitely hit providers in our districts?
The department's financial struggles have sparked concern among providers across Oklahoma who rely on state funds to deliver essential behavioral health and substance abuse services. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Orphan wells are unused oil wells that don't have a designated person or company responsible for maintaining or capping them. Grayson Wheeler reports on a new study that looks at risks those wells pose for groundwater, including in Oklahoma.
Oklahomans get more than half the water they use from aquifers, but the same areas that hold these underground water supplies are also sprinkled with orphan oil wells, says Josh Woda, a researcher with the U.S. Geological Survey.
What really stood out to us about this region was really just the sheer number of wells within a relatively small area of these aquifer systems.
The Ottawamoosa Aquifer, which covers a stripe of Oklahoma from Osage County to Seminole, has more orphan wells per square mile than any other major aquifer in the country, and there are no records about the age of any of them. While that doesn't necessarily mean the Ottawamoosa has contamination issues, it does mean it's at risk. The researchers say they hope these findings spur further studies on how to manage orphan wells and prevent them from affecting water quality. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.